With Huntersville Tradition Days coming up on Friday, October the 4th and Saturday, October the 5th, we asked Tim Wade to tell us about this year's Tradition Days.
Huntersville Tradition Days we hold on the first weekend in October, Friday and Saturday. It's mostly to celebrate the traditional arts and old-time music of the past, and we try to emphasize all that old-time stuff like ice cream making, apple butter making, the muzzle loader, and some of the old traditional arts that's been in the past. We like to educate people of what that was like back in the day. This year, we've got a couple new things going on. We're going to do some oral history with some of our senior citizens and anybody else that would want to share some history at the Methodist Church on Saturday. I think it's from Saturday morning. We'll have a brochure out on the hours. It's going to be an oral history, and we hope to have some participation for that and get some new information, some new insight on history, not only of Huntersville, but maybe Pocahontas County. We're also going to have our events on Friday morning through the day to about 3 o'clock. From about 8:30 to 3, we're going to have students throughout the county school system that will be coming for tours and to meet our reenactors that will be portraying living history. And we'll also be touring the jail, the Civil War Cemetery, and the schoolhouse, and some of the Civil War camps that will be set up in Huntersville. And then Friday evening, we're going to have a full schedule of events. We're going to have a barbecue picnic at the schoolhouse. And it's by free will donation or whatever you feel like, or just free, whatever you want to do. It'll be there. And we'll also have a pie auction, which is one of the few fundraisers that Huntersville Historical Traditions does. And it's a fun event. We auction pies all for the benefit of Huntersville Traditions. And then we'll also have a cakewalk that evening. We'll have a live band there. The Bing Brothers will be there in concert for probably about 3 hours Friday evening at the schoolhouse. So it's all basically free. Come and enjoy. We'll also have some period dancers there on Friday evening that will be dancing to the old-time music provided by the Bing Brothers. And we'll have our Civil War reenactors around at their camps and around visiting with people. It's going to be kind of fun on Friday evening. Something new this year that we're going to do, we're going to have a shuttle wagon on Friday evening. And they'll pick you up. The FFA chapter, Pocahontas County High School, will be providing the tractor to pull that, and they will be shuttling people from the parking areas to the schoolhouse and back. So there won't be a lot of walk for a lot of people that's not really physically able to do that. We're going to do that on Friday evening and Saturday evening with the shuttle wagon. And we also have the horse wagon there, a team of horses pulling a wagon provided by Brandon Ruddle from over in Pendleton County. He will be there on Saturday evening. We've got a full schedule of events on Saturday, and we'll have square dancers there, and we'll have old-time music throughout the community at the Huntersville Church. We'll have the cornbread and bean dinner, like they always do, throughout the day on Saturday. We'll have apple butter making going on there outside of the church, and we'll have cornbread and a salt rising bread contest, and we urge people to enter that, the cornbread contest or the salt rising bread contest. The cornbread contest, we're doing in memory of Hazel Sherbs, long-time Huntersville resident, and the salt rising bread we're doing in memory of Joyce Varner up at Durbin. She was our judge last year, and she passed away this past year, and she was also a long-time cook for the schools and done a lot of salt rising bread. It'll be judged by the lady up in Morgantown. Her name is Susan Brown, that wrote a book on the art of salt rising bread, which is an old traditional art. So we'll have those contests, and then we'll have our vendors around the school, and we'll have a full slate of people there demonstrating different kinds of crafts and things. So when we'll have the quilts there in the schoolhouse, we'll have a whole room full of quilts. So pretty well a full day of things on Friday and Saturday both this year. And like I say, I'm kind of excited we're going to be able to provide a shuttle wagon, and the events on Friday evening, like I say, are all moved over to the schoolhouse. I think everybody will enjoy themselves. I think it'll be fun.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.